If there's one man who personifies the Jewification of Western culture, that man is Woody Allen. And if there's one film that illustrates the Judaic conquest of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, The Wasp, that film is Annie Hall. In this film, Woody Allen portrays The Wasp as an anti-Semite and its young women as prey for sexual exploits, personified by Annie Hall. In real life, Diane Keaton, who Allen pursues and eventually beds. One scene in particular underlines Allen's covert theme of Jewry's conquest of the Wasp, and that's the Easter dinner scene at Annie Hall's home, deep in the heart of America's Midwest. At the table, Woody Allen brings to the fore Jewry's perpetual complaint against Christian Gentiles. Remember, it's an Easter dinner complete with a baked ham. By portraying Annie Hall's grandmother as a deep-seated anti-Semite, and in reaction, transforms himself into a Hasidic rabbi, complete with black hat, coat, and beard.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe this family. The old lady at the end of the table is a classic Jew hater.
The subliminal message here is that Gentiles are racist bigots, and that Jews, who make Gentiles laugh like Woody Allen, are innocent victims of Gentile bigotry, since Jews would never, ever engage in racist activity. Of course, God forbid that all of us anti-Semites would ever charge Jewry and its shills in Congress for supporting the racist Jewish state of Israel. And God forbid that anyone should censure Jewry for calling the blacks schwarzes and shooks, or for calling Gentile women shikses, which in Yiddish means unclean animals. The sickness of it all is that Woody Allen personifies two seemingly contradictory agendas, rabbinic separatism and Jewish secularism. The rabbi in Allen gains dominion over Annie Hall through copulation, and the secular Jew in Allen conquers the Wasp by leaving the shiksa bereft of procreation of her own kind, a desolation of a once thriving Christian people. You see, I grew up as a Jew, and we viewed Christianity and Christian perpetuity as a threat to our own peoplehood and agenda. But now the Wasp, typified by Annie Hall, and indeed by Diane Keaton herself, who was born Diane Hall, has been both Jewified, conquered, and usurped by a new hostile elite. And Annie Hall has been left a victim of Woody Allen's vast Jewish desolate wasteland.